Welcome to Tori Mechanach Yomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. Please join us this Sunday, Tisha B'Av, for a powerful video presentation, Holding On to Faith. We will hear firsthand from Mrs. Sylvia Sarah Richter and Mrs. Betty Sved, two Holocaust survivors who were able to maintain their faith despite the horrors they experienced. The presentation will be available on demand on Tisha B'Av. For more details, go to ou.org/women/3weeks22, the numeral 3 weeks 22. Wishing you an easy and meaningful fast, and may we merit to see the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt speedily in our day. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Torah Adimecha Nachiomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we'll be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 50. This perek continues to speak about Zion, comparing her to a mother and child. And the Navi states, Ko amar Hashem, so said Hashem, and a question is asked, Eza sefer kriso simchem asher shalachtiha, o mimi no shai asher macharti aschem lo, hein ba'avonosechem nimkartem, o vifishechem shulcha imchem. Can someone show me where the writ of divorce is? Where's the get? You say I sent my wife away. Can someone show me proof that I did so? Or if not, where's my creditor to whom I owed so much money that I was compelled to sell you off? Once there was a tradition that someone who had no money to repay their debts, the creditor could collect their children as slaves. And we see this instance in Malachim Beis Perek Dalet. A woman from Bnei Nevi'im, the wife of Avadiah, Rashi says, brings this plight to Elisha. Her husband had died in debt and her children were taken by creditors. So from this rhetorical question that Hashem is asking, where's the get? There is a complaint that isn't documented right here in the Navi. So it's imperative that we understand that this is a continuation of the last perek we just did. And it is even read together in one bundle with the last perek in the Haftorah, the second of the Shevet and Achemta, that begins, Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem, Vahashem Shechechani. Hashem, Tzion said, Hashem has left me. Hashem has forgotten about me. And this perek is a continuation of that position where Tzion is expressing her feelings of abandonment and distance from Hashem. So this is the response. I never sent you. Show me the get. Show me your debtors. It never happened. So let's recall. This nevuah is being said at the end of a long exile, referring to the long exile that will happen. The nation is weary, fatigued, and unable to accept the words of consolation from the Navi, right? They still see galus and all that they have suffered during the galus and exile years, and they see their distance from Hashem as a broken marriage. The connection to Hashem is ruptured. The marriage is over. Hashem, the husband, gave up on Knesset Yisrael. The theme of couplehood, of Klal Yisrael as Hashem's bride, is a constant throughout these Nevi'im. And Klal Yisrael never denies that beautiful and intimate time of union between them and Hashem. But they do perceive the exile as a divorce. And this is the point that the Navi argues here. Where's the get? I never broke our connection. I never divorced you. I never left you. This requires, however, a deeper explanation because we do find conflicting words in the Navi Yirmiyahu. Shelachtiha ve'etein es sefer krisaseha aleha. Chazal, I did send her and I will give her a divorce. Chazal speak of this dichotomy, and Rishonim, our medieval commentaries, speak of it, and also Sifrei Machshava and Chassidus discuss it. It's not only a contradiction that Yirmiyahu speaks of an actual get happening and Yeshayahu says there never was a get, but there's also a theological problem here because we're talking about Hashem's attitude towards us, towards Bnei Yisrael, during the times of distance. Did Hashem send us away or did Hashem not send us away? So Evan Ezra explains that this instance in Yeshaya is speaking of Galus Yehuda, which returned. And the other, the instance of Yirmiyahu, is speaking about Galus Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 tribes that never returned. And in fact, through the generations, the Christian defense was that we were once the chosen people, but then Hashem marginalized us because we didn't behave the way Hashem wanted us to. So this is something that was pushed back against for many, many years. In fact, the Ramchal had a student named Rav Moshe David Valli. He was from Padua in Italy, and he posited that the Christians called the Jewish neighborhood by the name ghetto to suggest that Hashem sent Bnei Yisrael away with a get. It was their way of pushing us further away, as if to say your God has abandoned you. But we have yet to look at the second part of the pasuk we just read, which further denies the veracity of the claim. No, I didn't send you a get. Hein ba'avonoseichem nimkartem, uvifishechem shulcha imchem. You were sold because of your iniquities. You were sent away through your sins. So we mentioned that Azavani Hashem, as Sion expressed it, is an expression of Klal Yisrael's feelings at the time. And we also considered it as a theological conundrum. But at some level, the concept of I felt Hashem left me can also be understood as B'nai Yisrael's excuse for the sins that they did throughout the times of Golus. I didn't see Hashem. Hashem abandoned me. And therefore, I can permit myself to do even things that are unpermitted. Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, the Aruch Laner, Rav of Altona, and one of the greatest leaders of Orthodox Jewry in Germany in the mid to late 19th century, explains this idea. There's a Gemara in Megillah, Daf 29, that states, Kol makom shegalu shechina imahem, wherever the Jews were exiled, so the Shechina was with them. Now, Rav Ettlinger explained, at times a king can be angry at his queen, and he sends her away from the palace. And sometimes he's angry enough such that he sends his children along with her too. By appearances, it seems as if he doesn't want to have anything to do with her or her children anymore. But sometimes it's the children that don't behave, and they rebel against their father, the king. He gets angry, he sends them out of the palace, but he's worried about who will protect them and watch over them when they're out of his immediate jurisdiction, so he tells the queen to go along to keep watch over them. So she leaves the palace too, but with a purpose. Not to distance her, but to have her watch her children, even though they're no longer in the palace, so that they'll be cared for anyway. So in this second scenario, we see that the anger is there at the children and they're banished from the palace, but because the king doesn't want to cut the connection with them completely, he wants them safe and sound, even outside, he sends the queen along. Hein ba'avonoseichem nimkartem. Yes, you made mistakes and you didn't behave, so you were sent out, you were sold. But, uvifish'eichem shulcha imchem, even with your sins, Hashem himself, the Shechina, was sent along with you, and to ensure that our connection remains and remind you, I never left you, I was with you all along. Madu basi ve'en ish, karasi ve'en oneh, hakatzar katzra yadi mipdus, ve'en bichoach lahatzil, hein bega arasi achriv yam, asim naharos midbar, tiv'ash digasam me'en mayim, Basamos batsama. Why, when I came to redeem you, when I came to call you, did no one respond? Don't you believe in my power? Don't you think I have the might to save you? With my rebuke, I can dry up the sea and I can turn rivers into desert, such that the smell of rotten fish will rise up from lack of water because the fish will lie dead in thirst. Albishamayim kadros, v'sak asim kisusam, I clothe the skies in blackness and make them look as if, when they're covered with clouds, as if they are wearing a sackcloth. The Gemara in Brachos, on the sixth page, Davav, explains that Hashem says when it's time to daven, and he comes and people are not in shul, this is the pasuk that Hashem says, Madu abasi v'ein ish, karasi v'ein oneh. How can it be that I came and no one's there, and I called and nobody answers? There are many times that Hashem is available to us, especially available to us, Chodesh Elul, Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, all of the Jewish holidays. These are days that when we only reach out, Hashem is, kaviyachol, near. If we don't utilize those opportunities, it becomes the way the Navi is saying here, Madu abasi ve'en ish, how come I came and nobody else showed up. And now the Navi Yeshayahu, who almost never talks about himself, unlike other Naviim that tell us their story, such as Shmuel, Eliyahu, and Elisha, all over their biographies are written into the text. Hoshea and Amos and Yirmiyahu's lives are embedded within their nevuahs as well. But here in Yeshayahu, it scarcely occurs, other than in his induction nevuah and the story of Chizkiyahu, where he appears in the narrative. But in this case, Yeshayahu is speaking in an unusual expression. He speaks about Hashem giving him unnatural, special abilities. Hashem Elokim nasali lashon lemudim, Ladas la'us es ya'if davar, ya'ir baboker baboker, ya'ir li ozen lishmoa kalimudim. Hashem has given me the power to speak words to the weary, and morning by morning he rouses and rouses my ear to be a good learner, so he can, the Navi can, learn the words of prophecy. We remember what Hashem said to Moshe when he didn't want to go down to Mitzrayim because he was kevad peh and kevad lashon, it was difficult for him to speak. Vayomer Hashem elav, mi sam pela adam. Who gives a person a mouth in the first place? I am the one, said Hashem. So Yeshayahu is recognizing that he was given these special talents by Hashem. He accredits these talents to their source. And Yeshayahu says, Hashem Elokim pasach li ozen va'anochi lo marisi achar lo nesugosi. Hashem opened my ears, and what? I didn't disobey. I didn't run away. Even though, unlike Moshe and Yirmiyahu, who were hesitant to receive prophecy, he too had hard prophecies to give as well. But he knew the whole time that since it all came from Hashem, he had to accomplish it despite these difficulties. Gevi nasati lemakim ulechayai lemortim, panai lo histarti miklimos varok. Yeshayahu saying here, I gave my back to those who hit me and my cheeks to those who tore my hair out. I didn't hide my face from insult and embarrassment. And whether this is metaphorical or literal, it wasn't easy to be a Navi. Yeshayahu suffered for it, and he accepted that. And on the words, Gevi nasati lemakim, my back I have given for those who would hit it, the discussion is described in Rashi between Hashem and Yeshayahu when Hashem presented him with the concept of Nevuah to Klal Yisrael. Hu amar li Yeshaya, banai sarvanim heim, banai tarchanin heim. My children, Yeshaya, listen up. My children are difficult. They're belligerent. They're argumentative. And take the job only al menas shelo tichos aleihem. Take the job only if you could handle that and not be angry at them. So amarti lo, Yeshaya said to Hashem, al menas kein. I accept this condition. And in fact, Bnei Yisrael treated Amos and Micha badly as well. And in fact, Hashem didn't force Yeshayahu to accept Nevuah against his will. But Yeshayahu took it anyway, of his own volition. And he says, Vashem Elokim ya'azar li. Hashem will help me through it. Al kein lo nichlamti. And so, even though I was embarrassed, I wasn't embarrassed. I didn't suffer embarrassment, even at the hands of those who would embarrass me. Al kein santi panai kachalamish. I put my face as of a stone. Ve'eda ki lo evosh. And I knew that I won't be embarrassed. So what Yeshayahu was saying here is that I take no credit for the way he helped me not to get angry at them. It's amazing that even this, his strength in the face of adversity, Yeshayahu ascribes back to Hashem. I feel no disgrace because Hashem will help me. I set my face like a stone to be strong and not to be ashamed. And everyone who knows that they are doing work in the service of the Tzarchei Tzibor, the needs of Bnei Yisrael, the needs of the grouper, the larger group of Klal Yisrael, they can feel this experience of getting blamed and getting hurt when people find themselves on the other side of whatever law the person has to give over. But real leaders also know that if they're doing the shlichus, the mission of Hashem, they will get the strength to stay the course. And this works in parenting as well. It's easy to get insulted if children push back. But if you know you're doing your job properly, Hashem also gives a parent the backbone to stay strong and not feel insulted by dissent. All of these psukim discuss the Geula. So Yeshayahu is trying to convince the Jews to accept these nevuos, saying, I took this job just for you. Nothing here that I accomplished or that I endured was for my personal benefit or gain. So please, listen, wake up, accept these words, accept the idea of the coming of the Geula. Don't reject it. Karov matztiki mi ariviti namda yachad mi va'al mishpiti yigash elai. My vindicator, Hashem, is at hand, so who can start up with me? Let's stand up together. Who can be my rival? Who would be my opponent? Let him only come and approach me. Hey, Hashem Elokim ya'azor li, mihu yarshieni. Hashem is at my side to help me, so nobody can stand up with a verdict against me. Hein kulam kabeged yivlu, ash yochlem. Anyone who does that will wear out like a garment wears itself out, and a moth will consume them. The last psukim addressed two different groups. Mi bacham yirei Hashem, shomea bekol avdo, asher halach chashechim ve'eino galo, yiftach b'shem Hashem, v'yisha'en belokav. Who amongst you reveres Hashem and listens to the voice of Hashem's servant? Even though that person walks in darkness and doesn't have any light, let him trust in Hashem and rely upon him no matter what. So from this moment on, even though you had galus and even though you had a difficult time, lean upon Hashem because you fear Hashem. But on the other hand, there's another group of people, not the God-fearing ones, those who don't want to listen. Hein kulchem, you, kodche esh, ma'azrei zikos, you're kindlers of fire, you're fire starters. L'chu be'ur eshchem, so go ahead in the light of your fire, walk by that blaze. Uvizikos bi'artem, and by the firebrands that you have lit. Mi'adi haisazos, lachem lema'atzeva tishkavon. It has all come about from Hashem's hand, and you will lie down in pain from the fire you have caused. So the parak ends with the idea that the option is always there, and may we be the ones to choose the life's path. Uvacharta v'chayim. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat, Alexander Sender.